Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hello, welcome to MindBody TV. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm so excited to share today's topic because I think it's pertinent to so many of us who are powerful, who care so deeply about others and have so much to give. Is giving to others making you sick? I can't tell you how many people I've seen, amazing, gifted people who have a huge heart for others, are like sick, depleted, exhausted, fatigued, not getting better no matter what they do, and like using a lot of resources like to try to like keep stretching themselves to give even more. One of the biggest things I've seen with this kind of person, myself included, we learn to be a really good giver, but we don't learn that we have to also be a receiver. We do not learn to be a world-class receiver. We cannot continue to give to others. So if giving to others is coming from like, I've got to keep giving, or this is who I am, or I care so much, but you're sick, you're depleted, you're fatigued, you're maybe busy, not like don't have a lot of time. You're just not like thriving, right? It's like depleting you. We got to look at this and you're in the right place because you're going to learn how to include yourself in the equation with everything you are doing so that you receive even more back from what you give. So welcome. I am so excited to hear where you're tuning in from in the world. Where are you listening from right now? How did you find us? Like the video, subscribe, share this with someone you love, because if you are a big giver, you probably have other people in your life who are like you, and maybe they're exhausted also, and they're depleted, and they just don't know, right? In that program, they're leaving themselves out of the equation. They will continue to be depleted, not making money, not having energy, not like, it's not working for you. And eventually everyone loses because when we give from depletion, like it's just a no-win situation. Okay. This episode is inspired by someone so special to me that I love dearly, and his wife, who is someone who is, I think everyone should be, tuning into. Maria Menounos. Kevin Undergaro and Maria reached out to me years back when Kevin found my work. He was exhausted himself. There were things he was dealing with, and he's like, "Your book changed my life, the Mind Body Toolkit." So we talked, we became really good friends. He's like a big brother. We grew up one town apart. Like my whole family is from Medford, Massachusetts. That's where these guys are from. So we got connected really, really quickly, and we've stayed in contact over these last few years through lots of different things in life. And one of the things he expressed, because I met them recently physically, was how much he cares about people and how much he's giving, and he's like pooped and depleted. And we looked at this and he's like, "Kim, you need to do an episode on this. This is so powerful what you're saying. I didn't even get the whole putting myself in the equation. What does that even mean? Or see that I wasn't doing that. And like there is a programming of like sacrificing. I've got to give, give, give." But like our subconscious programming is so powerful. It will literally keep us in these like depletion patterns. And no matter how hard we work at it, because you're like doubling down on the program that's not working, it won't happen. And one of the things I was so inspired about was Maria Menounos, his wife, recently took a trip for her own self-healing. And this trip required her to have so much courage, such a commitment to her health and well-being, that she had to be comfortable with like letting other people take care of a lot of things for her. Now, she has a little baby, right? You've got to prioritize your health and your well-being, especially when you have children, like let alone a marriage or a business or like clients and you're serving others. If you do not get to be a world-class receiver, you will never be a world-class giver, impactor, influencer. And that doesn't mean like Maria Menounos level. It just means in your life with the things you care about. And this woman inspired me so much because She has learned to take care of herself, and she's learned to like find the courage to overcome the guilt that says, you shouldn't do that. You should keep sacrificing yourself. You shouldn't receive that much. You should be stretching yourself a little ragged because you're a mom. And like, no. I will never be a great, grounded, loving, present mom if I am operating in depletion. Can't happen, let alone a great doctor. And really, like helping the people I'm working with, I'm no good to anyone if I'm one more like chicken without a head running around saying some smart thing. No, we have to embody it. And Maria Menounos was such an inspiration to me because after I met her, I saw these little layers in myself where I did have a little bit of guilt, like having someone clean up my house. I did have a little bit of guilt having someone help me with the kids. But she said to me, like, when you're playing full out in your life, you've got to let in the resources that support you doing that because that is going to make you a better mom. That is going to feed and nurture your kids. Like, I see results of this every day when I'm a better receiver, which it looks different to everybody. For Maria, it was like almost a couple weeks of being away to ground her body and let it heal. And she saw biomarkers for inflammation and disease go down. I sat there beside her and she's like, look at my sugar level. My pancreas is working again. This is without any insulin. If you know her backstory, which is now public news, you know, she had some really significant health challenges that she dealt with ease and grace and being a good receiver. And she's alive and vibrant and healthy and like here to contribute even more to the world. You cannot give if you do not learn to be a great receiver. And so she's showing me the level of the sugar. And it was like, she said, that's without any insulin. This is huge because regenerating the pancreas in conventional medicine, that doesn't happen. Like it just isn't possible, right? But in reality, like in your reality, it can. Can you step into the reality where life is on your side, where you are resourced, where the more you receive, the more you give and contribute, and the more you see those around you evolve, the more you see your money flows go up, the more you see the results people get from working with you greatly, exponentially increase. So you have to think, what is your vision? Why are you giving? Okay, I have to take care of this family member, or I have to keep doing what she can't do it for herself. Like, are you making people victims to keep you in your own hero story? But like, it's actually not working for you because guess what? It's not working for them. It will seem like, because it's a codependent thing, it's working for them, it's working for me. Yeah, I feel good about this. But if you're depleted, meaning you're giving more energy than you're receiving from the exchange or just in your life, which can show up as not just physical fatigue and illness, like mental exhaustion, anxiety, depression, money flows. Like, wow, I kind of just don't feel like that abundant. Time. I'm so busy. I'm so busy. Well, you know, life's so busy. And you're like, buying into that? No. Maria Menounos was a great example of this too. Like, she's nurturing herself. She's present with her little baby. She's in her cute little sweats and like beautiful woman, just at peace and in the bliss of being a mom. And in those minutes of presence with the baby, it's feeding that baby like a lifetime of love and of connection and of wisdom and of grounding into their own body. So it is not about the quantity of time, because I know people have said to her, like, you've got to be 100% there all the time, or there's no bond. And like, it's total crap. It's old collective BS belief systems playing out in these comments people would make, not like the main majority of her community, but like, you know, little outliers will throw stuff out there. And she's like, I didn't even have a trigger. I know who I am. I'm at peace with what I'm doing. I'm peace with my choices. And she said, it felt so good to be honoring myself, right? And to be being a mom from self-love. Because you can't just be about other love. You cannot love anyone until you increase your self-love. So if your health is not awesome and repleting itself, or your energy levels are not great, your money flows, your time, your relationships, just look at that. Wait a minute. Am I filling my tank? Right? And like, you might go, how do I fill my tank? Do I just take a bath? Do I get a massage? Like, there's some of those, like, I guess low-hanging fruit people think of right away. I love an Epsom salt bath. Yes, I take it almost every day. But there are way bigger ways you're leaving things on the table. Like, who are you in your relationships? Are you asking for what you need? Are you communicating authentically? Or are you just, yeah, I'm good. Everything's good. And like, I'm a giver. I'm a giver. What do you need? Right? Or the opposite, complaining. Oh, I had to do da da da. And you wouldn't even believe. Like, you want to catch yourself in the act of that as well, because that is not life-giving. And your physiology is going to reflect that. So who are you being in your life? And then, like, what are you doing in your occupation? What are you occupying yourself with every day? What are you about? Because I know in my past, I love the work I do, but it didn't include me in the equation. Like, I wasn't charging the real value of what I was actually contributing in the exchange. So I was working with people who maybe weren't as good a match, and they're like, wait, why am I paying so much money? And it was like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. Why am I charging so little money? When I valued myself more, I showed up for a way bigger game. People showed up for a way bigger game. And the results they experienced were completely life altering. Like, I didn't even know this is who I am and that this is how I could live. People who were ready to receive you will show up when you honor yourself to a higher degree. So, how do I include myself in the equation? You've got to look at, what brings me joy? What do I love? Well, I love to give to others. Yeah, I know. I know. But I want you to go to that feeling of fulfillment. I feel good about myself. I feel meaning and purpose. Like, what does giving to others give you? Go there first, because there's something underneath it. And if you let yourself fill up with that, you're already there. And then every choice you make will honor that you being filled whole first. So, what is it you love about your work or giving or helping others or taking care of a family member? Or is it like, well, I don't have a choice. I have to blah, 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 or no one's going to do it, right? Victimhood. Want to call that out as well. Take a deep breath and just let that go. Ugh. What if I'm not a victim? Nobody's a victim. Nobody is a victim. You're a creator. You are powerful creator. You are so powerful. You could create it that you're a victim, that you have no choice, that you have no money, that you're depleted. You could create it that you're in that separation and lack. That's how powerful you are. Bring it back. Whoa, if I'm that powerful and I created it like that, I wonder how I could create it like this. I am filled. I'm whole. I am rolling in the dough. I am a great, vast receiver, and I contribute immensely to others. That is a very different foundation. So I just want you to feel that. You've got to ground it into your physiology before your system begins to live it and to show you the doorway or the pathway to continue to strengthen that. So feel. What is that? Whoa, I'm a great receiver. What would I have to be, do, or choose in order to live that? Well, like for Maria Menounos, she had to be in total forgiveness of herself and of all the people that said, you shouldn't do that, or this is wrong, or like you're selfish. Like, there's a lot of stuff that could have triggered someone. She took it in grace because she knew she had that total certainty, like, what this child needs is a mom who's alive and well. And what needs to happen to do that? I'm a 10 out of 10 to honor that. And she did, and it worked. And she has this beautiful life. And so, like, that was an inspiration to me. And I think it could be an inspiration to so many women. And I said, you know what, Maria, you taking a couple weeks to do this healing trip is kind of like, for most women, it's going to be like, I just need a nap. It's going to be something very simple. But you've made a big stand for, like, whatever it is, I will receive. So I can be the best contributor I can be. But for someone else, it's like, I'm just going to take a yoga class. I'm going to get a babysitter and have a night off. I'm going to, I don't know, turn off the phone and like unplug for a day or for an hour. It could be so simple, but like, take a cue from someone who's living it. Receivership, grounding. I will give from my wholeness and fulfillment. And so feel what that feels like. I am resourced. I allow in, and even go to luxury. Don't go to like the bare minimum. Go to like, I'm so abundantly grateful and resourced and living in this flow This wholeness, because I am such a good receiver, right? Let go of the judgment and the guilt, which is the human collective. It's the old collective that's falling away, especially for women. Let it fall away. Take a breath and let it go. I do not need to carry that in my body. I do not need to be another example of a woman running herself ragged. I'm so busy, but I'm pulling it off. Like, there's nothing heroic about depleting yourself. Trying to give to others. Like, it's not going to work. It's not sustainable. And you could let it go. And so look to those who are embodying this because they've cultivated some courage, you guys. Like, it's the guilt isn't, it's not that she didn't have guilt. It's a collective thing. It could have been part of her that could have just hijacked the whole thing and said, no, that's too bold. I can't do that. And like, stayed another year in the, the fight or flight system of let me just do more. And like, would she be better off in her health? No. Potentially, a person could be worse. Not for you. Certainly not for her. Not for me. I'm going to be a great receiver because I do care about people. I do care about the vision I have to create a true healthcare system that strengthens the vitality for every being on earth, that we live in wholeness and vitality and true health, and that we have support structures and technologies available that ignite that, right? As opposed to ones that the only ones we've had, like just put a band-aid on it. And then we've got like this whole system that's really depleted because it's awesome. The conventional medicine, medical system is great, but not for all of this. It's great when I was an ER doctor. Your arm is off, we can put your arm back on. Your heart stops, we can start your heart back up. Awesome. But for the other like 89% of what's going on in the world, it's just exhausting that system. We've got to open and look. Wait a minute. I'm taking responsibility. Where can I receive? You got to start here. So soften your body. Take a deep breath. Do it right now. There is nothing more important than you being a great receiver right now in this moment. And start by softening your body. You get a tense body. You are not letting life force in. Nothing good can come from that. So every moment today, soften your body, breathe more fully, and ask, what will allow me to be more whole? That's all you got to do. You will be shown. Stay here in your body, breathe in your body. You will be shown. It may be letting go of a relationship. It may be changing your career. It may be moving. It may be something really big. But usually it's little tweaks. Wait, I'm going to just pause on that conversation and not say anything right now. Or I'm going to insert this comment that I would have otherwise just shut up about. Like, it's going to be a subtle tweak for the most part that's going to change your life wildly. So stay present, stay here, be a good receiver, and keep looking for what brings me more wholeness, what allows me to feel more whole, and then act from there. You're always going to see more happening for others that you care about. All right, lots of love. I would love to hear what resonated for you in this. Did something get triggered? Did something get awakened? Were there ahas? Comment here, share it with me, share this video with other people you love, especially moms, women, people who are working. But I think also men too. Kevin was such a great example of a man willing to be vulnerable, willing to be a receiver, willing to see, like, well, what am I not seeing that by letting that in, I could be an even better giver, an even better provider for all the, millions of people that they are contributing to. Yeah, he wants that. He is a giver to his bones. And so him being receptive, it was so beautiful for me to see someone who is such a being of love. They want to open and they want to be vulnerable and they want to see and be in a new place with them, with himself so that he can feel vitality, joy, energy. I love myself fully. It's always about, am I willing to receive love? So receive more love today. Don't stay in the rat race of a cortisol spin out on fight or flight. Take a breath, pause. Your whole nervous system can recalibrate. When you live more in the pause, and act from there. So much love to you. I'm here every Wednesday. We will broadcast live a new topic from Mind Body TV. And the purpose is to create a shift in the collective consciousness. So we begin living more from love and true contribution. unless from the programs of depletion that are really not helping anyone. If you are here to be a great contributor, I do have the Awaken Your Business program. I've seen a lot of healers, a lot of givers, a lot of people with really powerful vision and mission, gifts and talents, but they're giving from depletion, creating their business from depletion, not knowing how to create leveraged systems so that their unique ability can come out and contribute to the world. And I had been living that, right? So I was had amazing gifts and talents and so much to share the world. And it was like, give, give, give. But I wasn't actually really creating a great living. I was depleted. I was like chasing after it. Wait a minute, what needed to change? And how can I create conscious business structures that allow me to receive more as I give to others? And you have to change the way your brain works to even get that, let alone create that. But when you do allow this foundational change in your system works differently. You will see things differently. You will create differently. You will have inspirations, ding, 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 like million-dollar idea. And it's a win-win where you receive as you give. There's more information on the page at drkimd.com/AYB, Awaken Your Business. So if you are a coach, a healer, someone who is here to assist humanity in a big way, this is such an essential to really ground you into a place where you are living abundantly. You are a powerful creator. And so you can visit drkimd.com for the Mind Body Toolkit, my best-selling book, tools you can use to shift your state, your nervous system, your consciousness, anytime, anywhere. And you can join a program at drkimd.com to start your journey into accelerating your mind body system for healing, wealth, and awakening. Lots of love to you. If the Awaken Your Business program resonates, reach out to our team, read the page, because it will change the way your system processes information just by looking at what that program is really about. It's at drkimd.com/AYB. I will see you here next week on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Mountain Time for Mind Body TV in the Mind Body community and Facebook on my YouTube channel, Dr. Kim Duramo. Live as a receiver. Lots of love to you. I'll see you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim Duramo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.